The name of this body is Aruna, and I come from South Africa. The city that I serve is Pretoria, which is the capital, and Johannesburg is very close by. There are four main centers in Johannesburg, and Pretoria started off in 2007. We had a small little Gita Pachala going on, but then it seemed like we needed to extend and make it a proper center. I came into Gyan in 1986 through my mum, who attended classes, and we were still very young, and our thought was when we were invited to go to the center, you know, it's for old people, it's not for young people. And the brothers were sent by Daddy from London, because at that time we were still the country was still in apartheid laws, so people with Indian passports were not allowed, because India had sanctions against South Africa because of the apartheid. You know, Gandhi had gone to South Africa. And so the two brothers kept on telling my mom, you know, why don't you bring the family? And my mom would come home and say, the brothers were asking again, why don't you come, why don't you come? And so one day we thought, you know, maybe we should just go and visit the center, and maybe they'll stop asking. So Baba always has his plan and way of drawing the children. And so we were eight of us in our family. We are four sisters, and my cousin, her brother and sister, and my one other cousin. So eight of us young people went to the center, and were then introduced to the course. And we went for 7 days, and we done the lesson in 7 days, and the eighth day we started Murli. So then I truly realized over the years how Baba drew the children close, and wanted us to know who he is, know ourselves. And since that time we have been in Gyan. So I stay with one of my Lokik sisters in Pretoria and run the center, and one sister is in Durban, one cousin is in Cape Town and Johannesburg. So we are all spread around the country of South Africa. But really it's been a wonderful journey, and more as we go deeper into understanding what Baba wants us to know, we realize the fortune and how lucky we are to come to this kind of family knowledge, understanding, which just clarifies everything. And so for me, the one thing that I have been really wanting to understand is this intellect. And Baba always says, when he talks about remembrance, he says, connect the intellect's yoga to me. So just to explore, you know, in the Lokik world, where do they think of the heart? Because they think of themselves as the body, that means the organ is their heart, you know. So everything happens from the heart. If you love, you love from the heart. So Baba has taught us that love from the heart is limited, no? It's something which people just, for namesake, say love. I love you from my heart, from the bottom of my heart. But Baba has really made us understand that it is the intellect which is the heart. The soul's heart is the intellect. And so when I started exploring this aspect about the intellect's yoga, why the intellect's yoga is the heart that the love flows connected to Baba, the connection of the intellect, the heart, the love. And in Sunday's Murli, Baba really, really, it was like he was just pouring out his love, saying that we need to, we are in Baba's heart, and Baba is in our heart. So such a deep feeling of we being in Baba's heart. And so this aspect of happiness, that when we are totally connected, and today Shilubhen was going a little bit deeper into the aspect of clean intellect and clean mind. So when we start to use this gyan to start to clean our intellect, start to clean our mind, so the food we take, the atmosphere, the surrounding, everything becomes clean. And so this is where I found that the more and more I pay attention to Baba's Maryadas, Baba's Srimat, listening to Baba's Murli, and again Baba emphasized Amrit Vela, that when we connect to Baba in the morning, what happens? We fill the heart with love, and so whatever we need to do in the day, whatever challenge, whatever we are faced with, what happens? It becomes easy, and we don't take sorrow or pain or unhappiness. Whatever situation happens, we deal with it with happiness. So it's filling the heart with love. For me, it's bringing happiness. It's the experience of a happy heart. And so the deeper I take time and the deeper I go into understanding the intellect, because the intellect did exist, but what was in the intellect? And so through Baba's knowledge, we are cleaning that intellect and making sure we are keeping that information, the power to judge right from wrong, false and truth. We are able to recognize that. And so the more and more I fill that heart with love and keep Baba, then what will happen? I will be happy. Unhappiness will come, but will it take us away from the realness of what is happening with us? We won't go into sorrow and pain, would we? Because we've got the love of God in our heart, and God's got the love of the children in His heart, so He's constantly just giving us that love. One other aspect is that when we first come to Baba, there's something that is instantly a feeling that why I'm attracted to Baba. Have we, no matter how long we have been in Gyan, have we ever thought of that, to recall and re-emerge that one thing that attracted us to Baba? Baba's love. So do you think about that all the time? Is that the point that attracted me? So do I bring it, re-emerge it in my intellect and keep it there? Or is it that, because of my love, I'm here and that's it? A bit of both. And we were chatting yesterday about it, that when I keep re-emerging that particular point or feeling, keep re-emerging it, because at that point in time, Baba says, remember your childhood days. And when we do, imagine the height of our intoxication when we came into Gyan at that time. And I remember in my first few years of Gyan, we never said no for anything, no matter how silly it might have been. I remember every year we would get together and we would practice a drama, because it was Diwali, and so and we used to do the silliest things, you know, dress up as Lakshmi and Narayan and, you know, all of those things. But there was such intoxication and such happiness that doesn't matter because this is all about revealing Baba. And so when I think of all of those things that we did, it starts to regain the energy and that intoxication, the level of intoxication, that the reason why I was attracted and why I came to Baba. If you think about it for a moment, all of you, just what was, if you can recall, what was that which attracted you in the beginning days when you did come to Baba? And caring. Baba cared a lot. Sorry, the intellect he gives you. Okay. Anyone else? Choice. Truth. Yes. Acceptance. So when you think about it now, what is the feeling that you are getting? Warm, cuddly, happy, intoxicated feeling. So to re-merge that feeling all the time, because that is the initial aspect of what attracted or what made you bring you close to Baba. And so when we keep reminding our intellect of that, it's cleaning. Because our intellect is still collecting other things, isn't it? Yes. 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 Because what has happened is that feeling that first brought you there was something very powerful. And now you've put it at the back of your mind thinking, okay, now that's sort of past. But it is that. And that's why I always say when Baba says, remember your childhood days, because in that initial period is what everything happened, all the processing of this knowledge, everything, the experience when you first sat in front of Baba, taking Drishti from Baba's picture, didn't even think like it was Baba's picture, it was like Baba was sitting there giving you all of this powerful visualization, energy, whatever it was you were creating, everything was happening. And when Atambai shared his point of visualization yesterday, I was just remembering really how we used to, you know, really it was like Brahma Baba was sitting there with Shiv Baba giving us all this power and this drishti, and it was just feeling so real at particular time in our early days. And, you know, nothing mattered. All that mattered was that we build that relationship with Baba, and that's it. And we just constantly were, it's all in love with God, that feeling. So when he was talking about visualization and the intellect, so when we visualize, when the intellect is visualizing, because that is the important aspect, because that then transfers into the mind and the mind is creating the thought. So we have the right, if our intellect is clean and clear, then we will have the right visualizations which will transfer into our mind and create those thoughts, isn't it? And the point of the clean intellect, that when we have cleanliness, honesty and truth within our intellect, we transfer that into the feeling of love, that when Baba is giving love and we giving love to Baba, we're receiving each other, you know, we are connected. So the truth, the honesty, the cleanliness is really working out of all of those, the intellect, whatever is sitting unnecessary in the intellect is being cleaned out. I was reading the Murali again, and there was a really wonderful line, and I wanted to share that about how Baba was talking about the love. When we emerge Bab Dada, when we merge Bab Dada in our heart, because he was talking about progressing and moving forward. So Baba asked the question, so what progress will all of you make from today? Because you have to move forward at every moment. So in what way will you move forward? To move forward means to merge Bap Dada into your heart. Anything of the heart can never be forgotten, and there can be constant remembrance in the heart. It does not stay, does it? It can stay in the heart. The matter of meeting personally is a different matter, but you can meet the Father in your heart whenever you want, and the Father too continues to celebrate a meeting. So it was such a beautiful point that I was reading, that if we just feel that how we merge Baba in our heart, that Baba fills that intellect with whatever is required for the self to progress, for the self to move forward. And for me, when I was thinking about this aspect of happiness, is that yes, we do come to a certain time period where we don't feel happy. And Sister Rosa from Singapore was sharing her example of when she feels that there has been some vice or some negativity that has taken place. And when she feels right, she sits in front of Baba and allows Baba to touch the soul and recognize which vice was it that came into play, and then which virtue she could use to finish it off. So it was very beautiful that we have the methods, that yes, we may come to that point of feeling unhappy, but yes, Baba has given us those methods that we can fix it, so it doesn't reoccur. It can heal it. So sometimes we say that there is not constant happiness, but yes, when we do feel the unhappiness, we have to check and see what it is. We have to open ourselves up. We can't close it up and say, oh, Baba will fix it, Baba will fix it. But if we don't clear it out and clean it, that means it will sit there all the time and it will keep emerging. The unhappiness, the sorrow will keep emerging. So even if you need to speak to someone about it, where someone you trust, someone who's a friend, that we are able to talk about that which is causing pain and sorrow, so we can finish it off. Because if we do, the intellect will keep remembering that, isn't it? And we will keep it in our intellect, and it will keep coming up. So whatever it is, we must not, and Baba said, do not lose your happiness. So there's a reason why he's saying that. Today's world, everyone has everything and they think they're happy. But we realize that that isn't happiness. We understand peace to be our original nature, our original quality. So when I say I'm a soul, I'm a peaceful soul, immediately I have the feeling that I'm peaceful. So is happiness our original quality? It's our original quality. So why can we not remain and if I'm a soul who I understand was peaceful and happiness is my original quality, then why cannot I remain in that original quality of mine as happiness? So because we understood that peace is our original quality, our original self, how you experience peace. It is a process. So obviously, I mean, it has to be transferred into feeling. So when you sit for meditation, you say, okay, in the beginning when you are starting, you do say to yourself, I'm a peaceful soul. This is my original quality. But what is the feeling connected to peace? So that is what you have to explore. No, what, being calm, being serene. Sorry. Safe. So that is the feeling that you have to transfer into the quality. Is it okay? Is it clear? Is anyone, what I'm saying, make sense? Or is there anyone else who wants to share something? What is, how do we feel peaceful? Or get to the point of peace? Yes. Yes. And the feeling emerges, no? Yes. Yeah. Yes. And also when we are in the soul world, we are in front of the ocean of peace. Baba being the ocean of peace. So feeling of how the Baba is filling the soul with peace. Because we've forgotten. Yes. So the acceptance, Sister is sharing, accepting myself will then emerge that quality as well, when we accept ourselves, isn't it? And also when we are saying and talking, if I say to you now, I don't have a soul, will you all agree with me? I don't have a soul, I am the soul. See? So we change that language, then we're going to allow ourselves to be connected, because I am peace. I am happiness. Yes, whatever sanskaras that have accumulated of past accounts, so sorrow or pain will emerge. But I can overcome it. I don't have to go into that state of feeling. Okay, it might emerge for a moment or so, but if I say to myself, I am a peaceful soul, I am a happy soul, then happiness is my original nature. So re-emerging that. So again, filling the intellect. Because I realize that everything truly stems from the intellect. And that point again that Baba says, your intellect's yoga, connect your intellect's yoga. Again, the intellect, the heart of the soul. Because it's love that creates the connection. It is love that we are pulled to Baba. It is love that pulls us to Baba, and Baba pulls us to Him. So when we start to realize that the soul is really the heart of who we are and what we are, that if we keep clearing and cleaning up that intellect and only keeping that which Baba wants us to keep in that intellect. So then... yes, translation. Sister is asking, does that translate to plain intellect? Because often Baba talks of a plain intellect. Yes. Yes. So she's asking, what does it mean to be? What is it, plain intellect? And I think, well, you know, when we were in the body conscious state, then our intellect was connected with image that it had to be like this, or it had to be that color, or, you know, so only then it made sense. So our intellect was then, was thinking, looking at image visualizations of images that felt right, and adding things. So for me, plain intellect really means is that just point of light, away from anything which is an image that I'm, you know, looking at it. But just... the image, because image is related to body consciousness. So we're creating an image that fits on a body conscious level, because we're looking at outwardly. We're not looking inwardly. So we're not recognizing the soul. So if I am looking at someone, it's just the point of light, that being of peace, and that is it. I'm not looking at the color or race or whatever you are, what you're wearing, how should you be to fit in? So we create our those outer images in body consciousness. Lingam, sister, I didn't understand what you. The Shivalingam, yes. Because then it's a physical image. Because again, it's physical outwardly. So, what is Baba? So remember, in the devotional aspect, the Shivalingam was something physical that they could relate to. But Baba is teaching us that it's just a dot, a point of light. But yesterday, I think there was a clarity in terms of what Atom Bhai was saying, that although, so we can then visualize the light, but also then the mind, we transferring that image or that visualization, the mind, the intellect visualization, and then the mind creating. So it's transference of into feeling, no? The mind transfers the vision into feeling, because it is the feeling that connects. Meditation is our feeling that will connect us. Because words, if we keep saying words, what will words do to us? Yes, in the beginning we will find it difficult if we don't use words, then we find it because we have to talk to ourselves. But later on, the link connection is feeling, no? Or do you feel that the words is easy in meditation? Who's finding that you still have to go into words more than feeling? Yeah. There was another point, and I made a note of it, and I want to just share it. So we were talking about Baba said something about how many children in the whole world have a relationship of the heart with the father, and so that feeling that is transferring from the heart, from my heart to Baba's heart, and that is what has brought us close to Baba, because we have gotten to know Baba through the love from the heart and understanding which heart we are talking about, not the physical heart, but the heart of the intellect. And so that is when Baba refers to us as his children, that it makes us close to Baba in connecting with the heart, isn't it? And when we have a clean heart, that is when the clean honesty and truth transforms into happiness, and it makes the heart happy. When the heart is happy, what is the feeling that we get within ourselves? Joy. The feeling of a sense of absolute unlimitedness, a feeling of unconditional, a feeling. And when we are in that state of happiness, it is like nothing or no one can actually come into that space. Won't allow us to be disrupted, won't allow us to feel insecure, won't allow us to feel unhappy. Contentment is where the soul starts to feel absolute beyond desire, but in a total state of contentment. So, no, the song, Because I'm Happy. That's the title of the song. So you have to sing it for us, sister. Because we all would like to hear it. Come, sister. You can't sing it. You can't remember it. Be happy. Okay. But Daddy always says, be happy, don't worry, be happy, isn't she? She loves, I think, that idea of the person coming up with the song, don't worry, be happy, because I'm happy. Clap your hands. Okay. So shall we, Sister Sally, would you like to come in? So, okay. Let's do it. So I was teasing someone earlier, and I said to them, are you happy? You'll have to dance. I'll call you up to dance. And the sister is not here, is she? So I think she got afraid that I will call her up to dance. But this is it, that when we have that feeling of happiness within, let the soul dance. And when you are happy, you are going to create an energy and atmosphere of happiness, and people are going to be attracted by it, isn't it? You are going to, what is that word? It'll be contagious, isn't it? So, you know, someone in my room said, you're always happy. So I said to them, well, you know, if I'm, whatever situation happens, if I become unhappy about it, I will never find the, it's like something better that is coming to me. And if I'm unhappy, then I won't allow it to come to me, the attraction. It won't be, like Aruna was saying, attraction, that we attract that which we give out, isn't it? So, I said, you know, if I don't remain happy, I'm never going to know what is actually coming to me. And so many, and so often, I've realized how that happiness has created an attraction of that which is coming back to me in the same way. So why be full of sorrow or unhappiness if the situation doesn't work? Isn't it? So, and then Baba was talking about moving forward and making progress. And he was saying that if and when we all want to move forward, we all want to make progress. So if we are happy, he will remain in our heart, we will remain in his heart. Maya will not come to us. And Maya is always harassing us. We always seem to know Maya is at the back door trying to get in. So if we remain happy, Maya will not come. So isn't that the easy solution? So remain happy. To enjoy. You go to a play to enjoy. That's it. Yeah. So the sister is sharing about a play. If we go to a play, there's some, whatever the story is, but we get some happiness out of it. A movie, we're watching whatever, something or the other, we do receive, there's some happiness. Yeah. So, and Baba said is, when we are happy, we will stay in his heart. And that was such a wonderful thing that he said, when we are happy, we'll stay in Baba's heart. So, who wants to stay in Baba's heart? Yeah. We will, actually he said we will stay in each other's hearts, sorry, yes. We will stay in each other's hearts when we're happy, yeah. He's quite, he chooses. Actually he didn't say that. He actually said that each child stays in his heart. So it's actually how much I stay in remembrance that I will feel I'm in Baba's heart and Baba's in my heart. So Baba is saying that each and every one of us are in his heart. But the extent to which I feel that I am in Baba's heart and Baba is in my heart is my remembrance, isn't it? If I stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance, then I'm going to feel that I'm sitting in Baba's heart. Sorry, isn't it that? Your interaction. Your interact. Intellect. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, your pronunciation. Your intellect creates the
relationship.
Yes. Because our intellect is becoming clean, and remember, our intellect is the one that judges and that is decision making also. So whatever we're keeping in the intellect, that is what it's giving into the mind to create. So that is definitely, that would be. So that's why our intellect has become the most important. Because if we see the physical body, what is important? The heart. The heart is the important organ in the body. So the soul, the intellect, the heart is the most important. And so if that is clean, honest, truth, and what Baba is saying, connecting with Baba in the morning, Pamrit Vela, whatever feeling, whatever accumulation we are taking at Amrit Vela, and then going into the Murali, remembering the points of the Murali, and then inculcating, imbibing, and practicing. So that will increase the strength of the intellect and make it more and more. Today's word was switch, clean. Very one beautiful word, switch, make the intellect clean. And so as the intellect is cleaned, the more and more I will stay in happiness. Let me just see, I was... there was another point also, Baba was saying that we can only meet Baba with our heart. And when I was thinking of this, when I read the point, it really just made me feel like, again, when Baba talks about the love and beloved, who stays in our heart is the one we love, isn't it? And so if we love Baba, Baba will stay in our heart. And Baba loves us, so we will stay in Baba's heart. So it was a very beautiful point. We will continue to meet for as long as we want with our hearts. The father cannot enjoy anything from his heart without the children, and the children too constantly remember the father in their hearts. Remembrance through the heart brings happiness. Dilaram, no matter how many children there are, whoever they are, may each one of you be in the heart. And this is why your father is called Dilaram. So there it was that Baba is not saying which child, only the child that has the most remembrance will stay in the heart. But Baba is saying each and every child stays in the heart. But it's the extent to which I am connecting that I know. Isn't it? So in all of this, I feel that the more and more we work on our intellect, in making sure that our intellect stays sharp, clean, clear and honest, the more we will be able to absorb Baba's remembrance, Baba's knowledge, so we can deepen the love in our heart for Baba, and also in a practical way we can allow others to then experience Baba's love, experience happiness, because souls are so thirsty for happiness. And they're thinking that the more they get things, that they will get happiness, but that isn't. But it is the connection of the intellect to Baba that will allow. So if we truly experience God's love and the happiness, then we are able to give that experience to others. Otherwise, they will never know what God's love feels like and what true happiness is really. And that true happiness and love is connected to one Baba, isn't it? Brother, you wanted to ask something? Sorry, I thought you had your hand up. Yes, you. No? You don't want to ask anything? Okay. Any questions, anything you want to ask? Yes. Second page. Okay, seeing each and every child in the corporeal form. Is that the line? So are all of you pleased in your hearts? Raise your hands. Happy in your heart. Why? The Father knows that even if a situation arises, you still remember the Father, and by remembering it becomes emerged. By remembering it becomes emerged. So it's the happiness. Yeah. So it is happiness. The happiness will become emerged. Yes, yes. So even if the situation comes and there's pain or sorrow or unhappiness, but when we remember this, then Prabhu says, because he's Dilaram, he's in our heart, so there's no unhappiness, there's only happiness. There was this other point. So now, after this meeting, continue to sit the Father in your mind. The Comforter of Hearts only likes the heart. When you remember Him with your heart, you automatically remember Him in all aspects. This is a very deep point. If we ever think of any situation and we keep it in our heart, what does it do to our heart? Yes, it does. It creates such an impact of, and then unnecessarily unhappiness, sorrow. No? So it's also giving it to Baba. So whatever the situation might be, that we can just give it away to Baba, and Baba can just, you know, sort it and resolve it. We always remember Dilaram, and Dilaram, Baba, is sitting in my heart. So, you know, whatever it is, he will help us to deal with it, to resolve it. Rest. Yeah. Aram, Dilaram, Aram means rest. Rest, Aram. So you can rest, you don't have to stress. And this morning also in the Murali, no worrying about anything, isn't it? There was that point of not worrying. Yeah. It is challenging to our logic. But again, that example that Sister Rosa, used, yes, because there are situations that will create unhappiness and will create sorrow. But not to allow ourselves to let the intellect be influenced by it. So, like negativity coming, so not letting the negativity influence your intellect, because we have been working on creating the intellect, cleaning the intellect, making the intellect honest, through the knowledge, through connecting the intellect's yoga to Baba, so getting that strength and power to clean up the intellect. So if anything does happen, a situation does, not to allow it to create an influence on it. And again, then, to understand where it is coming from. So taking time out and spending time with Baba. So when we are in remembrance of Baba, that we are able to then recognize that negativity or vice that is coming, and then what quality or virtue I can use to finish it off, and that I don't go into that situation of blaming someone else for the sorrow or pain that has been caused, or unhappiness that has been caused. But often we do that, no? We don't want to deal with it, so we blame it on someone else. So we don't sit. So we don't say, oh, well, Baba, I'm sitting in your remembrance, so you clean it. But I have to understand where it is coming from. Because if I don't understand where it's coming from, I won't be able to finish it. And then it will come again. When we are detached of... Yes. when we are detached observer, we can see the scene and the picture, and we're able to not allow it to influence us. Yes, because our intellect is our intuition, isn't it? So, I didn't repeat, but Mira, you got the question, eh? Okay. Sorry. Okay. Did everybody hear? Was it okay? All right. So, that is where we are working on cleaning the intellect, so that the more we can then clean the intellect up and fill it with, and realize that the intellect is the heart, and fill it with love, we are able to then finish that off. Anyone else has any yuktis of what they do when they get into a situation where there's a bit of pain and sorrow, unhappiness that is created? No. You just tell Baba to take care of it. Or you do something about it. Experience yourself to be in the middle of the ocean. The situation is more on the shore. And I'm far away from it. So the ocean takes care of it. It'll swallow it. It keeps it away from you. Yeah. But it's really... There is sometimes tricky situations, but it's really that when I understand where it's coming from and how I have played a role in it, because I can't distance myself if there's a situation. I can't blame it on someone else, and I can't say, well, you know, that was circumstance and, you know, whatever it is. But I need to understand it, because when I do, my intellect has to process it. And then I can see where it has gone wrong. What is my attitude, or what was my attitude at the time, and why did that happen? So if I understand my involvement in it, then I can know, you know, that I can fix it. And with humility, with mercy, with understanding, I can fix it. But if I don't, if I keep myself away and say, oh, I didn't do this, and someone else came and did this or that or the other, then the blaming and shaming is not going to help me resolve, make me, allow me to move and progress. I like the word Baba used on Sunday in English, progress, no? He said you have to move forward, yes, move forward. And I think... for me, Baba was really just clearly wanting us to, the feeling is, stop, getting involved in unnecessarily and mundane things. There's a bigger picture, there's something more that he wants us to experience. So we're stopping ourselves from experiencing that love of Baba. That if we can remain in Baba's heart and Baba is in our heart, then we can experience the fullness of the love, the fullness of the happiness. And happiness is our original nature. If we keep that within, that like how we are so firm on peace is my original nature, that happiness is also my original nature. That I keep that in my intellect, that is why I am a happy soul. I am a happy soul. So, yes. Yeah, no, it's fine. Okay, so sister is just looking at the gender, male and female, whether the one is more connected to the intellect, a male or female rather. So, brothers, do you think that your intellect is a little different from how the sister's intellect works? But I obviously do realize how brothers' male intellects don't feel a connection of spirituality. No, they like sort of above. They feel spirituality is a bit soft and because they can connect soft and mushy. So, yeah, because that's it. So it is in our upbringing, in societies, because, I mean, even if you look at the East, how the male is regarded as the god, or, you know, the one who says whatever, and in the West, we become so dependent on males for whatever, so we feel vulnerable or feel a bit weak, and then we think, okay, the male figure will come and save the day. Superheroes. Yes. It's both, yeah. That's it. Yes. Female's brain is more intuitive than... Males are more... Okay. Logic create mind. I think more looking at, again, the body conscious aspect, because, I mean, in spirituality that changes, no? When we start to be more understanding the soul, because then we're allowing the qualities of the soul to emerge, so then male, female, there isn't, no? That's it, because we are just point of light and we do... Duality, yes. Okay. You could see which one is which. Yeah. Yeah. So Sister is just sharing that when she saw Daddy Janki and Daddy Prakashmani hugging, that she couldn't figure whether they were male or female. So it is true that the more and more, yes, both male and female, so it's duality, no? We both have that character within ourselves. Yeah. So that in the golden age when we are, then we, that's it, that there is that, duality coming. So we have a minute of silence. Thank you very much. It was very lovely. Om Shanti.